Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Deer hunting in the Blue Hills resumes before dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow and Tuesday are the last 2 days of this year's four-day hunting season, the first since the Blue Hills Reservation was created in the 19th century. Hunters have been invited to cull the booming deer population. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
It's still pitch black when Matt Vasher pulls into the parking lot to show the documents to the rangers waiting for him.
I enjoy hunting. It's really probably my favorite thing to do.
Vasher says hunting is really hiking with a 10-pound gun.
You're trying to be quiet. Your ears are up. Your eyes are up, and you end up seeing way more animals and stuff that you wouldn't normally see.
The hunt begins half an hour before sunrise. It's the second day Vasher got up early.
Did you get a deer yesterday?
I did. I shot the first deer in this woods in 122 years. I was the lucky first one.
As a boy, Vasher used to hike the Blue Hills, but he did not learn to hunt until he moved to Colorado. He's now back living in Braintree.
It's unbelievable to be 10 minutes away.
Still, he had a concern about this hunt.
So I thought it might have been crowded and a little bit dangerous, and I felt safe the entire time.
And state officials say hikers should feel safe, too. Carl Pastore is regional director for the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation.
As long as you're wearing blaze orange during hunting season, it's extremely safe.
89 hunting permits were issued for last week, 74 for this week. State officials say the hunt is to address the density of the deer population in the Blue Hills. They say the deer are eating the vegetation, which can harm the regeneration of the forest and endanger rare plants. A survey found 85 deer per square mile. The Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife considers that once there are more than 18 to 20 deer per square mile, the forest suffers. Neighbors have also expressed concern about Lyme disease, as well as hitting deer on the roads. That's a problem that Matt Vasher understands all too well.
I've hit deer before. I know people have hit deer before and got injured. If there's a deer problem, I think this is a good solution.
When you cull a population of animals, it just creates a better environment for more animals to move in.
Laura Hagen opposes the deer hunt. She's with the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Angel Animal Medical Center.
And so what you create is basically a cycle of culling, and which requires hunting, and then hunting require more deer come in, and then it requires more hunting. So it's just a vicious cycle that gets perpetuated.
There is another solution, contraception in the form of a vaccine.
The antibodies then essentially block fertilization.
Alan Rutberg, the director of the Center for Animals and Public Policy at the Tufts University School of Veterinary Medicine, has been experimenting with vaccinating does.
We've been able to show on some smaller sites, especially more isolated sites, that we can reduce deer populations by as much as 50% in 5 years, which is the best we've done so far. If you can get it into the deer, it'll work, but can we get enough of them to have an impact? How easy are they to dart, and how much do they move around?
Rutberg says suburban deer typically don't move a lot, so they should be a good prospect. He says no one from the state consulted him, though he's not taking a position on whether hunting in the Blue Hills is a good or bad idea. State officials concluded that contraception has not been shown to be effective at reducing deer populations in open systems of free-ranging populations. In the Blue Hills, the problem of overpopulation is all too evident to Aaron Hurst. He's a forester with the Vermont Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation who's come for the hunt.
It's barren. There's no understory. There's no herbaceous plants. Yeah, if it wasn't for the oaks and the acorns, I don't know what these deer would be eating all year long. So they've kind of eaten themselves out of house and home.
In Vermont, Hurst is used to hunting in woods with 4 to 6 deer per square mile.
So I saw more deer yesterday in 2 hours than I saw in 3 weeks of hunting in Vermont. So there's a lot of action here. There's a lot of deer running around.
After 5 hours of hunting, Hurst appears in the woods, trailing a big doe tied to a blaze orange sled. He's been pulling the sled for a mile down the trail.
Yeah, this one's a probably a 2.5-year-old doe. And she'll probably go 100, 110 pounds.
Over 2 days, Hurst has shot 4 deer. He says he's donating them to families in need.
4 deer will feed 2 families for a year.
State officials say it's too early to speculate about future years of hunting at the Blue Hills. A group called Friends of the Blue Hills Deer is planning another protest outside the Brookwood Farm near where hunters must register any deer they've shot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.